Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Aisha Morgan Lee from Hadat, Hill District Dance Academy, or Hill Dance Academy. You're going to correct me, but thank you so much for being on What's Good in Your Hood. What's good with you, sis? How are you?
I'm wonderful. Everything is good in my hood. How are you, Kiki? So happy to be with you.
I am great. Let me just tell you, I live on the north side and I drive near the, I don't know if it's a 7-Eleven, I can't remember, but there's a gas station there and a huge billboard with Hadat on it. And I'm like, yes, I love it. I love to see it. I love to see it. So we talked about this off mic. We said, how can we pronounce this? Is it Hadat? Is it Hadat? Is it Hadat? Tell us what it is and what it means to you.
Yes. So Hill Dance Academy Theater, we call it Hadat. And so, yes, Hadat is my baby. I'm the founder, CEO, and artistic director of Hill Dance Academy Theater. We're in our 18th season here in Pittsburgh, located in the historic Hill District in a beautiful 27,000 square foot facility that we recently purchased a year ago, which is the former St. Benedict Moore School.
I love that. I was introduced, I can't remember. I think I went to an event with Gwen's Girls and it was there and it was a presentation and the ladies were dancing and I was like, oh my God, this is beautiful. How did you get this program started? What was your why for starting Hadat?
So I'm originally from Pittsburgh. My parents put me in dance at age 3, not necessarily to get a dancer, but just so that I had confidence. I was able to communicate, knowing probably I was going to be in schools where people didn't look like me. Mm-hmm. And so I just wound up loving dance. But the one thing that was always a challenge was I looked to my right and on my left and there weren't people who looked like me. Mm-hmm. I looked in the front of the room and there weren't teachers who looked like me. I had one Black teacher growing up. That was Ms. Leslie Anderson Braswell, who now teaches for me here at Hadat. And I didn't see more Black teachers. And so I went to Howard, where I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Dance. And so I wanted a place in Pittsburgh where students could look to the right and the left and see someone who looked like them, look in the front of the room, see people who look like them and see that this is possible, that they could have a career in dance. And, you know, representation matters. So that's why I started Hadat, and be able to have a place where they can classically train in concert dance.
Wow.
Which is very different than some of the things they see on TV, which is nothing wrong with that. But I wanted them to really understand the forms of the different dance techniques.
Now, you said this is your 18th season. So what's changed from the first season to now? Because dance has become, I mean, it's not my type of dancing. You know, I'm the two-stepper. I stay in this little lane right here.
Gotcha.
But now we twerking and we dropping it low. So, you know, how much has it changed and how has Hadat kept up with the changes?
So a lot has changed in terms of the organization. I will say that with growth, having more students, having a facility. But for us, the styles of dance that we teach, ballet, jazz, hip hop, African, modern Horton, Afro-Caribbean, capoeira, and then other things that also support dance, such as nutrition, fitness, creative leadership, creative discipline classes, that hasn't changed. It's still the same in the concert dance world. I think what's different is we're now seeing dance more mainstream. So you can turn on the TV and you have all of these different shows that you can watch about dance. You now are hearing about dancers like Misty Copeland, who's coming to the forefront and saying, you know, I am a dancer. I am also an athlete. And so she has her different things with the different brands that you usually only see sports athletes with. So I think in that level, it has changed. There's so much more to do though, because as I say, we are athletes as dancers, but we don't get paid like those athletes do. So we haven't gotten there yet. I'm waiting for that part, but we continue to keep with the times as things are changing. Also talking to our dancers more about how they can have a career in dance. They can actually make this their profession. Mm-hmm. Our whole entire mission is to provide professional level training in Black dance, traditions, history, culture, and aesthetics that engages and empowers students to pursue a career in dance.
So you know what? Sorry about the noise in the background. Real busy here at the station. My question to you is, because it's also not just considered dance, but it's considered athletes, there's a conversation that's been around with the difference in salaries, you know, male athletes versus female athletes. We see it in the WNBA. We see it in women's soccer. And so is that a conversation that's being had in dance as well? And how are you educating the young ladies on what to expect if they want to pursue this career in dance?
So a couple of things. I will say we don't just have young ladies. We also do have a few boys in our program. We welcome boys to dance, but there's also still, unfortunately, that notion that parents have that they don't want them to dance and it's a girl thing. And it's not. I mean, they have some beautiful dancers who are, you know, male dancers who are having this as a career. For us, the conversation is just being able to make sure we're getting paid what's due. We have a lot of times people will call and say, we'd love to have you perform. And I said, oh, that's great. Take some information down. And one of my main questions is, what's your budget? And they say, budget for what? You want us to pay you? Yes. We expect that if you're calling us.
Yeah, if it's my time. Yeah, right.
To provide entertainment, you know, it takes time for somebody to rehearse those dancers, for them to get where they need to be, for us to have transportation, costumes. There's so many things that go into it. And so that's probably our biggest challenge right now is just making sure that dancers are being paid what they deserve and also being able to be on contract for a long part of time. Different dance companies are different. Some contracts are only September until, you know, maybe, you know, December. And so those are the conversations we're having in the dance world right now.
Are you still seeing the changes with the, when you said, when you started off, you didn't see a lot of instructors or dancers that look like you. Are you seeing more diverse groups or organizations and programs similar to Hadad that are embracing the different cultures or the races? Are you seeing a change in that? And is that something that you prepare your students for as well, if they're going to pursue that career in dance?
There are some changes that we're seeing in diversity. I mean, companies are coming up now from all over. You used to just have certain mainstream Black dance companies, Dayton Contemporary Dance Company, Philodenko, Ronald K. Brown Evidence, a number of those who've come through Pittsburgh. What I still think is the challenge, though, is it's not like, you know, in New York. You can go to New York and see all these companies whenever you want. It's not the same thing here in Pittsburgh. So whenever those companies are coming through Pittsburgh, luckily I have a relationship with either someone in that company in terms of the dancers or the artistic director. And so they let us know we're coming. And so we want to make sure that we support it. We don't get to see that as much. Pittsburgh doesn't get to see as much Black dance. And so that is not changing. I will say our students, I tell them they're very blessed, because when I share my story with them, they're like, wait, you didn't see anybody who looked like you? And they look around and everybody looks like them, including the faculty who are in front of them. And that's very important to me, because it shows them that they could do that. This is possible for them. So in that sense, things are starting to change, but I do think we have so much more to go and so many more things that can change. I do prepare the students, though, to let them know that this world that you live in here in Hadad is not always the same world you're going to get when you go out and pursue your professional career. And they don't just have to, you know, pursue a career with a professional Black dance company. We encourage them to find that particular company that speaks to them, and then they are able to bring what's unique about them and their Blackness and dance traditions to that company.
I want to ask about image, because for so long, when you think of dads, you think the young petite young lady or the young man who's a certain size. And I know that that has been a discussion as far as self-esteem. And now we are seeing dancers of many shapes and sizes and colors. What programs do you offer at Hadad that focus on those types of challenges that some of your students may or may not face? And then just talk about your curriculum as well, if you can.
So for us, every student who comes through the door, as long as they understand that we are here to dance, it's possible for them to dance. It doesn't matter what they look like, how tall, how that is not.
Hold on. Now, if you're 49 and you got bad knees, you can't tell me I could dance, because no, I'm going to get out my two-step.
You can. I think about our ballet teacher, Miss Anderson, who's had both knees replaced twice and is still dancing. Sometimes we have to say, Miss Anderson, sit down. What can we help you do? And that is a philosophy I really got from her as my teacher. You know, she believes and we believe we can teach anyone to dance. As long as you have the will, you have the determination, you have the discipline and the drive, you can make that happen. We make sure that the dancers feel confident in who they are, no matter what they look like. You know, we talk to them and we teach them about, of course, healthy eating, nutrition. That just comes along with being a good person in terms of your health, right? It doesn't matter about your size. So our students, I will say, we just had a performance recently and someone put on Facebook, I was just so happy to see dancers who look like me in all different styles and sizes and hairstyles. And it's not what you usually see in terms of your typical ballet dancer that you're used to seeing is tall, is thin, blonde hair. No. And we make sure that our students understand that. Our thing is, I'd love for them all to be a concert dancer and pursue a career in dance, but that's not going to be the case. But that's okay. I know when they leave Hadad, they are confident in who they are. They know who they are. They know their history. They know they can be leaders out in this world, whether it's in dance or in another form that they're going to pursue a career in.
I see that you have some summer programs. I know every season you may do something different. If someone's listening or watching, can you explain some of your programs that if anyone is interested in enrolling in, and what's the process there?
Yes. So currently right now we're in our summer intensive. This is our first time back in person in 2 years due to COVID, and we're very excited. One of our faculty members, Salita Hickman, is hosting an Afro-Caribbean dance and drum intensive. So we've had choreographers and drummers from all over the world, and it has been absolutely awesome. Wow. Haitian dance, Congolese, you have in capoeira, drums, the children are over there right now just loving it. So we have that. We also have our fall and spring, our season 2022-2023, which we're excited because we're really getting back into person now that COVID is, you know, still there, but we're working with it, right? Mm-hmm. And so I would tell people, if they're interested, August 1st, our registration will open. They should go to our website, which is www.5678hdat.org. On our website, you can find all information about performances. We're performing at the end of the month with Dance Africa with Legacy Arts at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. We also are performing at the Hill District Arts Festival. And then the Romero Bearden Collection with the Frick Arts Institute will be performing there in August as well. So if anybody is interested in seeing us perform or interested in enrolling their children, they should definitely go to the website. There's a whole process to register and what you need to do. We start with students ages 3 to 18. You had talked a little bit about our curriculum. We are a developmental program. So we have a curriculum that our faculty and I have come up with that really just helps the students to progress so that by age 18, when they leave us, they're prepared to go into a professional arena in terms of either with a second company or also go into college or conservatory to receive their BFA in dance.
I want to congratulate Hadad, congratulate you and Hadad for being named one of the 16 amazing organizations under the Heinz Endowment and Poise Foundation Pittsburgh Cultural Treasures Initiative. This is an amazing accomplishment. Congratulations. How does it feel to be a part of this new history for the city?
It absolutely feels awesome because, like I said, we've been around for 18 years. And there's sometimes I'm sitting here and I'm like, I don't think anybody, a lot of people say, well, who are you? Did you just start? No, right. We've been around for 18 years, you know, we talk about being Pittsburgh's best kept secret. We don't want to be Pittsburgh's best kept secret. We want people to know. So when we got that news, I was so excited that, you know, thinking to myself, someone is paying attention to us as an arts organization. Even though we are small, we are very mighty. And they're saying, look at what they're doing. You know, we get caught up over here just doing the work each and every day, making it happen for our children, making sure that they get everything that they need. And so for someone like that to recognize us with the Heinz Endowments, who's been one of our supporters since the beginning,
yeah,
and the Forbes Fund, and to say out of all these 160 plus organizations, you are one of them that we've been watching, and then to also award us $500,000 unrestricted was absolutely a blessing.
Congratulations. Well deserved. I'm so excited for you. I tell you, when I drive by that billboard, I'm like, okay, I see you. I'm loving it. I'm here for all of it. Thank you so much for just creating a safe space for our young people. Thank you so much for being the positive in Pittsburgh and for just allowing our young people to express themselves. You know, I've grown up in an era where you're supposed to behave this way and you're supposed to look this way and you're supposed to respond or react this particular way. Well, now we are in a world of expression, and yeah, expression can be in form of dance. And I love the fact that our young people can find that safe space in Hadad and express themselves the way they want to. And you embrace it, and your instructors embrace it, and you have this village. And this village is actually being created, and it's seen by the city of Pittsburgh. And so this is historical. I'm loving it, because in my 49 years being in Pittsburgh, I mean, I've lived in other cities, but I've not seen Pittsburgh embrace the arts as much for us as it has in the past. And so I see it growing. So congratulations to you, sis. I really appreciate everything that you're doing.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate people like you too, who are able to bring it to the forefront and it's telling people, this is what's going on in our community. There's so much good that's going on, and how can we support each other and continue that for not just ourselves, but for the legacy of our neighborhood and for the legacy of our people. So thank you for what you do as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for telling us what's good in your hood. And please remember to sign me up for the Bad Knees Senior Citizen class. I will be there.
We have adult classes coming in October. Make sure you get on there.
I'm there. I promise. Just make sure I have some of that that rubbing oil for my knees. I'm gonna need that.
Got you.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.